Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and here Maseches Zvachim Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, the 14th parak Paras Chatos. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, a Braisa taught that although Bnei Noach could bring all types of animals as karbonas on a bama before the Mishkan was erected, they could only bring tohorim, kosher animals, but not tameim, not non-kosher animals. The Gemara asks, "Umihavi tameim tohorim ba'ayi shaita?" But were there non-kosher and kosher animals at that time? But the Torah had not yet been given. Rav Yonasan answers, "Ma'osin ha'asinu etaher." It means they brought from those animals which would be kosher in the future when the Torah would be given. The Gemara wonders how they knew which animals were kosher and quotes how Rav Chista explained how Noach knew which animals were kosher to bring seven of each into the Teva. Hevinu lifnei ha'teva. He passing before the Teva. Kosher ha'teva koetes biyadu eshu tahor. Whichever ones the Teva received seven of them were thus known to be kosher, and whichever ones the Teva did not accept seven of them were known to be non-kosher. Rabbi Yavo quotes a pasuk, "V'habayim zachru nekeva," and those that came male and female, implying habayim ma'alehen, those animals which entered the Teva came on their own. Seven of each kosher species came to the Teva, whereas only two of each non-kosher species came. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Shu ben Levi debated if Yisrael kodem matan Torah haya. Yisrael's arrival was before the giving of the Torah or after matan Torah. This reflects a machlokas tanaim about what event Yisrael heard about that made him come and convert to Judaism. Rabbi Yeshua says he heard about the war against Amalek. Melazar of Modai says he heard about matan Torah because when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Hayakol Holech Masofa Olam Vatsofa, the sound of Hashem's voice carried from one end of the world to the other, and all the kings of the idolaters were seized with trembling in their palaces and recited Shira. They asked Bilam about the tremendous sound, afraid that another Mabul was coming. He said it was not and explained, "Chemda Tobi Yeshu Bebeis Kanozov, he has a wonderful precious item in his treasure house, which was hidden away with him for 974 generations before the world was created. Ubikesh Litna Levanov, and he sought to give it to his children, whereupon they said Shira." Rabbi Eliezer says that Yisro heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And point number three, Abraisid teaches that Bnei Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on Bamos nowadays, because the prohibition against Bamos was only told to Jews. Therefore, any Gentile may build a Bama nowadays and sacrifice whatever he wants on it. However, Rav Asi said, "Asu asayin v'laso shuchusan." It's prohibited to assist them or to perform their shlichus in sacrificing on a Bama nowadays. Still, Rava said, "Rinu uhu shari." It's permitted to instruct them how to bring karbanos themselves. This is illustrated by the story of Ifrei Hurmiz, Kim Shapur's mother, who sent a carbon to Rava and asked it to be sacrificed l'shem shemayim. Rava instructed Rav Safa and Rav Acher Bar Huna to find two Gentile youths of similar age and find a place where the sea threw up sediment with which to build a mizbeach, which was never used, and take new unused wood and make a fire with new steel and thus sacrifice the carbon. This follows Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, who says that both the mizbeach and its wood must never have been used for mundane purposes, which Rava applies to Bamos as well. So once again, the three points are, number one, a Braisa taught that although Bnei Noach could bring all types of animals as korbanos on a bama before the Mishkan was erected, they could only bring tohorim, kosher animals, but not tameim, non-kosher animals. The Gemara asks, "Umihavi tameim tohorim ba'ayi shaita?" But were there non-kosher and kosher animals at that time? But the Torah had not yet been given. Rav Yonasan answers, "Ma'osin ha'asinu etaher." It means they brought from those animals which would be kosher in the future when the Torah would be given. The Gemara wonders how they knew which animals were kosher and quotes how Rav Chista explained how Noach knew which animals were kosher to bring seven of each into the Teva. Hevinu lifnei ha'teva. He passing before the Teva. Kosher ha'teva koetes biyadu eshu tahor. Whichever ones the Teva received seven of them were thus known to be kosher, and whichever ones the Teva did not accept seven of them were known to be non-kosher. Rabbi Yavo quotes a pasuk, "V'habayim zachru nekeva," and those that came male and female, implying habayim ma'alehen, those animals which entered the Teva came on their own. Seven of each kosher species came to the Teva, whereas only two of each non-kosher species came. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Shu ben Levi debated if Yisrael kodem matan Torah haya. Yisrael's arrival was before the giving of the Torah or after matan Torah. This reflects a machlokas tanaim about what event Yisrael heard about that made him come and convert to Judaism. Rabbi Yeshua says he heard about the war against Amalek. Melazar of Modai says he heard about matan Torah because when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Hayakol Holech Masofa Olam Vatsofa, the sound of Hashem's voice carried from one end of the world to the other, and all the kings of the idolaters were seized with trembling in their palaces and recited Shira. They asked Bilam about the tremendous sound, afraid that another Mabul was coming. He said it was not and explained, Chemda Tobi Yeshu Bebeis Kanozov, he has a wonderful precious item in his treasure house, which was hidden away with him for 974 generations before the world was created. Ubikesh Litna Levanov, and he sought to give it to his children, whereupon they said Shira. Rabbi Eliezer says that Yisro heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And point number three, Abraisa teaches that Bnei Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on Bamos nowadays, because the prohibition against Bamos was only told to Jews. Therefore, any Gentile may build a Bama nowadays and sacrifice whatever he wants on it. However, Rav Asi said, Asul Asayin v'laso shuchusan, it's prohibited to assist them or to perform their shlichus in sacrificing on a Bama nowadays. Still, Rava said, Rino Uhu Shari, it's permitted to instruct them how to bring karbanos themselves. This is illustrated by the story of Ifri Hurmiz, King Shapur's mother, who sent a carbon to Rava and asked it to be sacrificed l'shem Shemaim. Rav instructed Rav Safa and Rav Acha Brahuna to find two Gentile youths of similar age and find a place where the sea threw up sediment with which to build a mizbeach, which was never used, and take new unused wood and make a fire with new steel and thus sacrifice the carbon. This follows Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, who says that both the mizbeach and its wood must never have been used for mundane purposes, which Rav applies to Bamos as well. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, and our standard siman is a barber giving haircuts. Kuf Tezlan cuts, a barber giving haircuts. So here goes. The animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, was giving a great non-Jew, who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, leaving his B'nai Noach friends outside who were happy they were permitted to bring offerings on Obama. Once again in slow motion. The animal barber, that must be Maran Duff. Kuf Tezlan, haircuts, Kuf Tezlan, cuts. The animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how Noach knew which animals were considered Torah and which were Tame. So the animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus of Yisro, came before Matan Torah and discusses what prompted him to come. So the animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 pure animals at a time, into a shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, leaving his B'nai Noach friends outside, who were happy they were permitted to bring offerings on Obama, which reminds us, Abraisa teaches that B'nai Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on Bamos nowadays, because the prohibition against Bamos was only told to Jews. Therefore, any Gentile may build a Bama nowadays and sacrifice whatever he wants on it. However, Rav Asi said it's prohibited to assist them and perform shlichus on their behalf in sacrificing on Obama nowadays. Still, Rava said it's permitted to instruct them how to bring karbanos themselves. So once again, the animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into a shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, leaving his B'nai Noach friends outside, who were happy they were permitted to bring offerings on Obama. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazara, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The Kohen who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Seir Mishdalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a Bochutz, which they would be Pater for. Which reminds us, the 14th Perek begins, Paras Chatzas Shesrafa Chutz Megita, Chatzas Cow, meaning a Parduma, which one burned, Rashi says, Heshakted, outside of its designated pit, or a Seir Mishdalech, which one sacrificed out the Migdash, he's Pater because the Pasuk says, Vel Pesach Omod will have you. And he did not bring it to the entrance of the tent of meaning teaching, Koshe in Rui Levoi El Pesach El Moed, anything which is not fit to come to the entrance of the El Moed, one is not chayv for offering a b'chutz. So the Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Seir Mishdalech in the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the 6-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Beheter Bamos, which reminds us the mission then lists the 6 periods in history when Bamos were permitted and forbidden. So the Kohen, who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Seir Mishdalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a b'chutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the 6-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Beheter Bamos, and discarded the instruction manual that showed what someone who brought prohibited karbanos outside the Mikdash would be liable for, which reminds us we learned the various violations of sacrificing b'chutz depending on when the person was makdish the karban and when he was makrivit. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the similar Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The geek, that must be more on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. backwards. The geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the Paraduma was burned or shechted chutz megitta outside its pit, one is not liable for avodah b'chutz. Amoraim debate the meaning of chutz megitta outside of its pit. So the geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, if Eretz Yisrael is beduka, automatically considered inspected and free of tumas meis. The basis of this machlokas is whether the flood came to Eretz Yisrael, resulting in a concern that the bones of those who died there are present. So the geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit, where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, as well as the giant Re'em's horn lying in the massive footprint of Og, who survived the flood, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, how did the Re'em, a gigantic creature, survive the Mabul? Although the Gemara answers that the tip of its nose was inserted into the Teva, it objects that it should have died from the boiling water. The Gemara counters that the Teva itself should have been destroyed since the pitch should have melted. Furthermore, where did Og Melchabashan stand? Therefore, it concludes that a nace happened, that the waters were cooled at the sides of the Teva. Daf Kuf Yadalad. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yadalad is a kiddie park. So here goes. The newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on Daf Kuf Yadalad. The newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who are possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Vlado's Kachim, offspring of Kachim, which become disqualified as the Esnan and Klein from before they were born. So, the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing, and therefore were Mechusar Zman, and one is only Chayav Los Haseh if sacrificed, which reminds us Gilgal was considered Mechusar Zman, premature relative to Shiloh, regarding obligatory karbanas, which could not be brought until Shiloh, and a Los Haseh prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. So the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechusar Zman and one is only Chayav Los Haseh if sacrificed. While inside another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutz play to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lishmo in order to be putter, which reminds us, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Mitzvah before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo shmo, he is chayv, since an Ashim shechted shelo shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbon sacrifice shelo shma are valid. Daf Kuf Tes Vav, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes Vav is Ketoris. So here goes. The thick smoke from Ketoris, Ketoris, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rav Huna asserted that there cannot be a carbon which is invalid when shechted l'shmo, but is valid when shechted lo l'shmo. The Gemara objects there is such a carbon, v'ray Pesach b'shar yomos Hoshana, but there's the case of a carbon Pesach during the other days of the year, meaning before Erev Pesach, which is not valid if it was shechted l'shmo as a Pesach, but is valid if it was shechted shlo l'shmo. The Gemara answers a Pesach during the other days of the year is considered a Shlamim. So the thick smoke from Ketoris blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketoris of Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when was the Avoda taken from the Bechoros and given to the Kohanim? So the thick smoke from Ketoris blinded the Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketoris of Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, to honor two young Kohanim who died to sanctify Hashem's name. Which reminds us, when Aaron's sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Hu asher diber shem lemor b'krovaya kadesh." This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "I'll be sanctified by those nearest me." This can refer to the previous warning to keep a distance from the mountain, or that Hashem foretold of their deaths when he told Moshe, "I will set my meeting place there in the Mishkan with the children of Yisrael, v'nikdash b'kvodi, and it will be sanctified through my honor." Don't read it as Bikvodi, rather as Bimukubodai, through my honored one. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do the question, if only the Kometz was offered and not the Lavona, does the Kometz permit part of the Shiraim parallel to itself? That's on Duff. Kufyud. Good. Number two. Which daf does the Mishnah list six periods in history when bowels were permitted and forbidden? That's on daf. Kufyud Beis. Good. Number three. Which daf do you learn that Reb Shimon holds if one did shechita bifnim at night and then did halal b'chutz, he would be chayiv? That's on daf. Kufyud Aleph. Good. Number four. Which daf do you learn that if one did malika on an oaf outside the Beis HaMikdash and then offered it up, he would be putter? That's on daf. Kufyud Aleph. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that Bnei Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on bamos nowadays? That's on daf. Kuf Tes Zayin. Good. Number six. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of a par duma that was shechted chutz megitta outside of its pit? That's on daf. Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we have machlokas if Yisrael came before Matan Torah or after, and what prompted him to come? That's on daf. Kuf Tes Zayin. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you learn about the various violations of sacrifice in b'chutz, depending on when the person was makdish the carbon and when he was makrivet? That's on daf. Kufyud Beis. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you discuss shechting an ashim b'chutz prematurely? Shelo lishmo. That's on daf. Kufyud Daled. Great. And number ten. Which daf does Gemara discuss how Noach knew which animals were tahor and which were tameh? That's on daf. Kuf Tes Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.